I know how the world works. I've got $10 in my pocket. I have nothing to offer you, and I know that. I understand. But I'm too involved now. You jump, I jump, remember?
Few films can thrill us when we already know the ending, but Titanic pulls it off because of its unforgettable love story. WTOP film critic Jason Fraley boards the unsinkable blockbuster returning to theaters in 3D to mark the 100th anniversary of the ship's infamous sinking.
Since winning a record 11 Oscars, Titanic has split audiences between those who get teary-eyed and those who roll their eyes. The 3D won't change your impression, even if it does make you duck to avoid Rose's hat. But the extra box office could return Titanic to its rightful place above Avatar as the top grosser for director James Cameron. The biggest change is a new sky to match the exact astrology of that fateful night, an ode to the idea of star-crossed lovers. If nothing else, Titanic brought us Leo and Kate, two of today's brightest stars. And no matter how many better performances they give, they'll always be Jack and Rose, a forbidden love of the 99 and the 1%, a Rhett and Scarlet for a new generation. 3D or 2D, near, far, wherever you are, the film has become a pop phenomenon much larger than its own merits. The melodramatic songs and dialogue we mock are the very ones we all know by heart. So if it was cliche to love Titanic upon its release, it now feels just as cliche for critics to hate it. 4 stars for Titanic, 3 stars for Titanic 3D.
Now, if you're a fan of Titanic, click like on our Facebook page if you are, and tell us why if you are not. Also, you can find out why the movie angered the Taliban and a bunch of other cool facts about it on WTOP.com. Search Titanic.